Somebody tells you, I love you, and it could change the world. I'm not going all Hallmark on you, I'm just translating.
Quelqu'un te dit je t'aime. Oui, quelqu'un te dit je t'aime. Ça peut changer le monde.
We're playing you this song because it demonstrates one thing that has not changed about France in over 40 years. Johnny Holiday. If you understand who Johnny Holiday is, what Johnny Holiday means to the French, then you can understand why there's a stakeout this week at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. It's an all-French stakeout. Reporters from the French papers and magazines and radio and television stations are all out there. Reporters like Xavier Yvon of the French radio station RTL. The last time he was sent over here was to cover the death of Michael Jackson.
It was like day and night when I arrived here for Michael Jackson. I never saw so many satellite trucks. There was the Polish television and you have all the American media, and it was crazy. And I mean, we have the same, but just for the French. I mean, you are outside of the hospital, it's only the French medias. It's very funny because all the Americans passing by, they know that this is the hospital for you know, celebrities, and they ask who's in on the hospital, who are you talking about? And we say, do you know Johnny Hallyday? You know him? I say, who? Johnny who?
I talk real sweet, I talk real slow. I'm the voice you've loved on the radio.
Johnny Hallyday started out singing Elvis Presley songs in French back in the 1960s. He's now 66, and after back surgery in Paris last month, he came to the U.S., and it turned out he needed a second operation. This was last Wednesday, and his recovery has been rough. He's been at Cedars ever since. He was even put in a chemically induced coma. As Xavier Yvon told me today, in France, this is enormous news.
It was the headlines everywhere. It was the headlines when he went to the hospital, and it was the headlines when he woke up. Even we have a trade union for journalists saying that it was too much. There are other very important news, and we're just forgetting about it because we're focused on Johnny Hallyday.
Now, it would be noteworthy just that Johnny Hallyday is the biggest rock star in France, but in fact, he has been the biggest rock star in France for 40 years or more than that.
Yeah, it's almost unbelievable. I don't know how he did. When he was young, he was like a handsome guy and very popular with the, you know, young women. And he was married to Sylvie Vartan, and she was, you know, really pretty, beautiful. And they were like the perfect couple. They were glamour. And then he had other wives. And, you know, he was always here with new songs. And I think he has such a popularity. It's because he's like a machine on stage. You know, all the concerts, they are always fully booked. People love to see him on stage because he gives everything. And I think that's why he's so popular.
And he's popular with, he's popular with President Sarkozy, I gather, is a big Johnny Hallyday fan.
Yeah, he's one of his first fan. That's funny that you say that because I just read on our website, RTL website, that the wife of Sarkozy, Carla Bruni, which, you know, she's a singer as well, she said something, and she said that Johnny was very strong and that he will be on foot sooner than we think.
He'll be on his feet sooner than we think.
Yeah.
Does she know anything, Carla Bruni, or is she just speculating, do you think?
No, she's just speculating.
Just speculating, I see.
Yeah.
But this is something that presidents and first ladies and everyone talks about in France.
Yeah.
How long do you think you're going to be covering this story in Beverly Hills? Do you get to go home soon?
I don't know. I have a flight on next Saturday, but maybe I'll stay longer. I don't know. I mean, it depends on when Johnny Hallyday will go out of the hospital. Because if the doctor said, okay, it will be 2 weeks, I think I will be back. But if, you know, it's next Monday or Tuesday, I will stay just to cover the story of Johnny Hallyday coming back home and with his two little daughters and his wife.
Xavier Yvon of RTL, Radio Television Luxembourg, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks.
On a tous quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Cette volonté de prolonger la nuit. Ce désir fou de vivre une autre vie. Ce rêve en nous avec ces mots.